אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד 10 הספירות.
No, we are studying from the study of the 10 ספירות, Tess. We are in volume 1, part 2, inner observation, chapter 88, item 88, title, When It Acquires Coarseness of Phase 1.
כשמשיג אור הרוח, יורד אור הנפש.
The title is, When It Obtains the Light of Ruach, the Light of Nefesh, descends to Chochmah and Ruach, dresses in the vessel of Keter.
We learned this with you, that the light enters the vessel gradually from the coupling that takes place in the Rosh. This is how it descends down in the Sefirot of Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Zeranpin, Malchut. And to the extent in which it performs a Zivug in the Rosh, accordingly it comes down into the body, into the Guf. So let's go.
Adam 88. When it acquires coarseness in phase one, the light of Ruach is imparted to it through the encounter of the upper light with the screen of phase one. However, although the screen in the vessel of Chochmah is the one that extended the light of Ruach to the Partsuf, the light of Ruach dresses in the vessel of Keter, and the light of Nefesh that it previously had in Keter descends to
Chochmah.
The reason is that the order of the reception of the lights is that the more important light dresses in the more refined vessel, and the lower one, the coarser vessel. In other words, it is the opposite of the order of imparting. Hence, Ruach, which is more important than Nefesh, ascends and dresses in Keter, and Nefesh descends and dresses in Chochmah.
Kiev.
Kiev.
А что значит, что вот сначала он постигает цвет Руах, а потом цвет Нефеш спускается в Хохму?
What does it mean that he first attains the light of Ruach and then the light of Nefesh descends to Chochmah?
The light comes from the head to the body. I don't want to draw this on purpose so that you'll be closer to not the diagram, but rather to what we are supposed to feel inside us, inside our desire. And desire is not exactly something you can draw. I saw that these things are not so good. Later to pass them to feeling, and the main thing for us is to feel. So when the zivug comes upon the coarseness of the degree of shorish, the light from it spreads to the guf. Then it comes to the zivug on the first phase. The light that comes from it comes to the guf. Upon the second phase in the rosh and the zivug of Aka, the light comes to the guf. And this way, to the guf come the results of the lights from these couplings, from these zivugim that take place in the rosh. So upon the root phase, it comes to the body, then comes from the rosh to the guf, the zivug of Aka upon the first phase, then the light of ruach comes. Upon the second coarseness, the light of neshama, on the third coarseness, chaya, and on the fourth phase of coarseness comes the light of yechida. Now all these lights descend from the rosh to the guf according to the coupling that takes place in the rosh. What are you asking about that?
What, предположим, творение делает вот первый звук на пхину шореш и получает там цвет нефеш, да?
Let's say that the creation does the first coupling on the root and receives the light of nefesh and chokhmah, and the ovut is growing, the light is pressing. How does this mechanism work?
Al minat lashpia.
After he received, in order to bestow the decision, the light of Nefesh, then in the Zivug of Haka'a that takes place in the Rosh, it descends from the Rosh to the Guf, and the Guf, the body, receives this light of Nefesh within it. And that's where this ends. Now, does it have additional desire with the screen that it can do a zigvuga vaka'ah upon the light of Ruach and the Rosh? If he does that, then the light of Ruach from the Rosh will also come down to the Guf. And by that, it pushes the light of Nefesh that was in the Guf in the its degree, it pushes it to a lower degree and arrives in its place. Meaning every light that comes to the Guf comes from the Keter, and the light that was in the Keter goes down to the next level down.
Yeah.
Каждый раз как такими порциями это отмеряю, отрезаю как бы от общего света.
And so in each time in such it's like this in portions.
Each time there is a desire in the vessel to receive in order to bestow, it enters with the light, with its desire in the Zivug of Haka'a, and receives the light in order to bestow that way.
But
we're learning that it's always 10 whole sefirot.
That's not a problem. Of course it fills 10 sefirot, but 10 sefirot on the level of Nefesh, 10 sefirot on the light of Ruach. Each time it's something on its own. It's cut off. Even the smallest light cannot appear if it won't carry within it all the lights. But we're not talking in such a way. But rather, we're talking about the light of Nefesh, the light of Ruach, the light of Neshama. Yes.
То, что вы говорили, что принимает творение в Гуф. Вот что такое Гуф вообще? Это какая-то точка слияния.
Oh, what you said, that the created being receives in the Гуф, in the body. What is
it? Guf, body, is the desire, and Rosh is the thought. So first we operate in thought, how I will receive, what I will receive, and then by me creating a connection in that thought, I operate with the desire itself, with the body.
Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Berkeley. The question is, what's the reason of that important light dresses in the more refined vessel and the lower one in the coarser vessel?
We have here several rules. One rule, which is that in order to receive a greater light, there needs to be a greater kli. What does it mean, a greater kli? That it has greater coarseness and screen and reflected light. Therefore, the entrance of lights into the body, into the vessels, are from above down. And always, the new light, which is greater, enters into the keter of the guf. And that's how it cascades from the keter to malchut in the guf.
PT 19.
And you help me really. He's writing here that when he acquires the coarseness of the first phase by the. What does it mean that he's acquiring the coarseness of the first phase?
That his desire grows and he performs actions in order so for him to have a screen upon this desire. And then he wants to receive in order to bestow in this coarseness of first phase of Aleph. He performs a zivug of Haka'a, coupling, and the light from the Rosh, from the head, spreads to the Guf, to the body, from potential to practicality. The Guf is the practical. And this way he receives the light of Nefesh.
And what is the light of Ruach?
There was the light of Nefesh, and now the light of Ruach comes. If he performs a zivug of Hakah upon the coarseness of the first phase, he already has a screen and a coarseness, and he performs a zivug of Hakah, then the light that is received in the first coarseness is called the light of Ruach.
What's really interesting, he writes that the vessel of Chokhmah of the first phase, that everything descends to the Chokhmah.
Yes, so in the goof it comes down from Keter Chochma Bina, Zerantin Malchut, that's just in the goof. PT 17.
There's a departure of the light in between each and every stage.
It's correct, but we're not learning that. Now, for the time being, no. That's later in the purification and the refinement of the vessel, of the screen, we'll learn about that. PT 7.
When we learn the first phases of direct light, we learn, let's say, the differences between Chokhmah and Bina. But here in the reception of the lights, it's not so clear what's happening. It goes between each and every phase, let's say, from Nefesh to Ruach.
Only different degrees of coarseness, greater degrees of coarseness, and that's it. Altogether, the light clothes the desire. We're not talking about the quality of the light and the quality of the desire. We're talking about the upper light, which enters into the desire that's in the Kli. You are correct that there are many questions here, that in the Kli, each discernment is a discernment on its own, and maybe even opposite to its fellow Sfira, but we're not learning that here. It's a nice question. Next.
89, title. When it obtains neshama, it dresses in the vessel of Keter, and Ruach descends to Chochma and Nefesh to Bina. 89. Afterwards, when its screen acquires the coarseness of phase 2, it is regarded that the screen is in the vessel of Bina. By the encounter of the upper light with the screen, the light of Neshama is imparted into it, which is more important than the lights of Ruach and Nefesh. Here too, it receives the light of Neshama in the most refined thing, meaning the vessel of Keter. That is because the light of Nefesh, the lowest of them all, which is in the vessel of Chochmah, descends to the vessel of Bina, where there is a screen of phase 2, which is now the coarsest vessel. The light of Ruach descends from Keter to the vessel of Chochmah, and the light of Neshama, the most important of them, clothes the vessel of Keter, the most refined of them.
Yes, meaning we can see that this continues according to the same way, the same style, from one state to the next, from the lightest to the heaviest, from the lighter discernment to the higher phase, and this is how the light spreads. Next.
90. Title, when it obtains the light of Chaya, she dresses in Keter. Neshama descends to Chochmah, and Ruach to Bina, and Nefesh to Zeirnpin. 90. When its screen acquires the coarseness of phase 3, it is regarded that the screen is now in the vessel of Zeirnpin, being phase 3. Then, by the encounter of the upper light with the screen of phase 3, the light of Chaya is imparted to it, which is more important than the light of Neshama. For this reason, it must be received in the more refined vessel. Consequently, the light of Nefesh, the lowest of all, descends from the vessel of Bina to the vessel that is now the coarsest, being the vessel of Zeirnpin, where there is the screen of phase 3. And now the light of Ruach, which is in Chochmah, descends to Bina, and the light of Neshama that is in Keter descends to Chochmah, and the light of Chaya, the most important one, dresses in the vessel of Keter.
So we can depict these things as coming down according to the levels. If we were to draw it before us, Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut, inside the Parzuf, and then the light descends. It's more correct for us to depict it inside us, inside our desires, how we can overcome each and every desire that's in the Partsuf to bestow to others, and then free itself for the upper light, and an even lower desire will bestow to the others and make room for a higher up light, and so on and so forth. We need to depict this in an emotional way and not in the form of a diagram. Try to think in such a way, and by that we will be closer to the truth. I saw many people in my life who know how to draw the whole study of Ten Sefirot in a very beautiful way. And it's like it's so beautiful and clear, and you see it on the paper, and it's clear to you all these things, the connections between them, but it's not the truth. It's on paper. And here it's written, as it's written, right on the tablets of your heart. We need to write this upon our desires. And therefore, everything we see here in the text, let's try to depict it and feel it in our feelings, in our emotions. Okay? Toronto 2.
Emotionally, this sounds like evolution. Is that off base?
Yes.
Queens.
I didn't hear what you were saying.
Ken.
Still viewed in the vessel is not revealed until the light doesn't enter it?
Yes.
And without the screen, there's no cup?
No, how could there be a zivug without a masach, without a screen? PT 14.
The coarseness is more important that there is the screen, and the light is more important that it dresses inside the desire?
Yes, PT 6.
Have you asked us to describe it internally? Can we say that the coarseness of the screen, the more it ascends, then the importance of the Creator rises?
Yes, Kiev.
От ви сказали зараз, що я должен представить это себе, как я в общем желание,
чтобы said now that I need to describe myself, how I, in the general desire, make room to bestow to the friend and then overcome the desire. Can you detail this?
No, you started right and correct, and that's how we have to think. How in our desire we make room to think of others, and in that place that we made room from self-love for love of others, we later discover the Creator. Nice. That's how we need to think. If we think in such a way, it's very short. We will very quickly come to not just learning what's written in the book, but what's happening in us. Okay, where are we?
91. Title, when it obtains Yechida, it dresses in Keter. Then Chaya descends to Chokma, Neshama to Bina, Ruach to Zeir Anpin, and Nefesh to Malchut. 91. When the screen acquires the coarseness of phase 4, it is considered that now the screen is in the vessel of Malchut, which is phase 4. At that point, through the encounter of the upper light with the screen of phase 4, the light of Yechida, the most important light, is imparted to it. For this reason, it is received in the most refined thing, meaning in the vessel of Keter. Consequently, the light of Nefesh, the lowest light, descends from Zeiranpin to the vessel of Malchut, where there is the screen of phase 4, and is the coarsest. And the light of Ruach descends from Binah to the vessel of Zeiranpin. And the light of Neshama descends from Chokmah to the vessel of Bina. And the light of Chaya descends from Keter to the vessel of Chokmah. And then the newly arrived light of Yechida dresses in Keter. Now, each light from Naran Chai has reached its true vessel attributed to it.
This is how it moves from one discernment to the next, from one phase to the other. And we just need to see that it's not important to us. Keter, Chokhmah, Binah, once the light of Nefesh was in the Kli, then the light of Ruach, in that same Keter, and so on. It all depends on the coarseness and the Masach that's in that Kli.
92.
Now you see the great difference between the order of the imparting of the upper light into the partsuf and the order of the clothing of the light in the vessels. The giver needs the coarsest phase, because the light of Yechida can come to the Partsuf only when it has a screen on the vessel of phase 4. Prior to this, when such coarseness was not present there, but rather a fainter coarseness, meaning that of phase 3, it was impossible for this important light called Yechida to be imparted into the Partsuf. Nevertheless, when this important light is drawn to the Partsuf, it does not dress in the vessel of phase 4, but in the most refined of all, namely the vessel of Keter.
Meaning, the light always clothes in the vessel of Keter and passes on from it all the way down to Malchut. And in this we have the difference, as he writes in the title, the difference between the imparting of the light and the order of the clothing of the light. Next.
Item 93. Each light that comes to the Partsuf is received only in the vessel of Keter. In the same manner, the light of Chaya, which is only imparted in a screen of the vessel of Zeranpin, meaning phase 3, when dressing in the emanated being, it does not dress in the vessel of Zeranpin, but in the most refined vessel, namely the vessel of Keter, as described. It is the same with the light of Neshama, which is imparted only with the screen with the coarseness of phase 2 in the vessel of Binah. Yet when it dresses in it, it dresses only the vessel of Keter. Likewise, the light of Ruach, which is only imparted into a screen of phase 1, in the vessel of Chokhmah. Still, when it dresses in it, it does not dress in the vessel of Chokhmah, but in the most refined vessel, namely the vessel of Keter. Thus, each and every light that comes to the Partsuf first comes in the vessel of Keter, as we have said, that any receiver receives only in the most refined vessel, even though the imparting came to it through the coarsest vessel. Understand this well.
Also, no questions here. All right, these are things that we've read before, too. Chadeva.
Rav, what is happening here with these screens in this process? The screen is relative to the vessels that we're talking about, where the light enters the lowest screen. So the lowest vessel, the strongest vessel, screen operates there?
Of course, the more the vessel is lower, the screen needs to be stronger. Because the vessel is lower, meaning it is coarser, it's more egoistic. So, of course, it needs a stronger tzimtzum restriction, a stronger screen, and a stronger light that needs to clothe in it. The light will be stronger.
And there's a screen in the whole kli, meaning also in keter and...
Can I be that half yes, half no?
But let's say the light of... Neshama entered. So the Masach always stands at the lowest vessel?
Yes, the screen works with the highest light that now enters and with the highest courses that is revealed and on in its care.
We're not talking here about reflected light.
Still reflected light, direct light is not important to us. That's later. It's not in this part.
Thank you.
Again.
Can I also ask? Sure. There's a feeling as if here this mechanism, a safety mechanism for Prina Dalit is taking place here. Is that correct?
Yes. Around phase four, everything revolves.
Focus group.
Focus.
Thank you. What's the matter of the division between the vessels that draw the light and the vessels that receive the light? How is that felt? Is it felt that split?
Yes, that's a very big difference. Because vessels that draw the lights are coarse vessels with great coarseness and with a big screen. And vessels that receive the light are refined vessels, pure vessels, that in which the light can clothe, like clothes. It is closer to them. That's how it is. It's the order, the opposite order of vessels and lights, it's called.
And the partsuf that draws the light and receives it now differentiates between this is what I receive it and this is how I draw it? Is that kind of a split?
Yes, of course there are different vessels in this, yes.
Let's say we feel there's a desire, and we're working with one specific desire, one feeling. Here he's like describing a certain split in which there's two different feelings simultaneously. Is it like that?
There are vessels that are as vessels of drawing, as reception and bestowal, and they're differences. Yes.
And a person is aware of both simultaneously?
In our life also you do the same. When I, let's say, give you something tasty, and you receive it and enjoy, and I enjoy, then what I gave you, there is a connection with what I enjoy? No. There are such vessels and vessels like that. Mach 3.
Экран приобретает уровни. Это уровни отмены перед товарищами.
The screen acquires degrees. Are these degrees of annulment?
That's correct. PT-35.
Thank you, Rav. How to be more aimed during the study of tests? What are we asking during the study?
During the study of tests, we want to measure on ourselves each time as much as we can realize what's written in Tess. Where are my desires? Where is my connection with the friends? How much I can bestow to them and through them to the Creator? That's what's important to me. And then I see if I was bestowing to them like this and that, I would receive such and such upper light. You need to make the effort to describe these things this way. Even that it may be incorrect, but it's like a little kid. He doesn't know how to do anything correctly, but in this that he performed such actions, seemingly silly, that he acquires gradually mind and his vessels develop. And this is what we need to do to cause the development of our vessels. And it's only in the manner that what we're learning to make the effort to describe it between us. Do you understand what's happening here? As much as we can describe these things between us. And in such, I will want it to happen. And to search, where is the coarseness, where is the refinement, where is the light that needs the cloth, how much I'm giving, less, more, on the intention to receive, intention to bestow, all these things. Let's realize them between us. As much as we'll be able to do, doesn't matter that we may do things incorrectly. It's impossible without mistakes. That's how all of reality is built, only through mistakes. Moscow 1.
Да, Рав, спасибо. Но вот связь между нами.
Yes, Rav, thank you.
Что усиливает связь.
The connection between us. After all, we see that by us strengthening the connection between us, also the world around me changes. Is that proof that I'm even more strengthening the connection here?
I don't see a connection between those. You see it, I don't. We need to reach a state that all of us are in a mutual sensation, and then we'll see. Okay? Let's continue.
Item 94. The circles do not receive the upper light because they have no coarseness. From the aforesaid, you can also understand why the circles do not receive any imparting of the upper light, but must receive all their lights from the light of the line. It is so, although the vessels of the circles precede the vessels of straightness of the line. The matter is simple. They do not have any coarseness because all their four phases are equal. Thus, only the vessels of straightness in the line, which do have a screen and coarseness, are imparted upon by the upper light, and the circles receive from them.
That's what is happening. It's very interesting. I would think that it's the opposite. That the circles are higher and they give the line. And the line later somehow maybe influences and return back to circles. We'll learn more about this. Let's read it again.
Again, item 94. The circles do not receive the upper light because they have no coarseness. From the aforesaid, you can also understand why the circles do not receive any imparting from the upper light, but must receive all their lights from the upper light, from the light of the line. It is so, although the vessels of the circles precede the vessels of straightness of the line. It is a simple matter. they do not have any coarseness because all their four phases are equal. Thus, only the vessels of straightness in the line, which have a screen and coarseness, are imparted upon by the upper light, and the circles receive from them.
Allah. Rav, אפשר
לשאול? כן. May I ask? Is it correct that throughout this whole reading to try to translate it to what's happening in the ten and the relations?
How much we can seemingly, you know, like a kid that's playing with his toys. Not really. But we see that a game is something that's very important, that prepares him for life. So that's how we need to describe these things, that seemingly that they're occurring between us.
Let's
say like soldiers, they need to do all sorts of training to prepare themselves for the field. So they do things that they're seemingly in the correct state. Same thing as us.
Is it correct to talk about this, or are these discernments that each should keep themselves?
It's desirable that each one, because we can confuse one another, but if it's in something, it's not so bad. We just need to see, just like this and like that, that we wouldn't accept it as the true, as the real thing. Okay, let's go.
Item 95. Any degree that receives from another and does not have any form of bestowal in and of itself is regarded as nefesh. 95. For this reason, the light of circles is regarded as the light of nefesh. The rule is that any degree that is not imparted upon by the upper light, but receive its illumination from another degree, that light is called the light of nefesh, or female light. Because the circles do not receive from the upper light, but receive their illumination from the line, they are considered as female light, or the light of nefesh. It has also been explained about the vessels of straightness that if the entire coarseness in the screen had been purified, there is no imparting of upper light there any longer. In that state, there is only the illumination from the previous degree there, which is therefore called the light of nefesh.
Let's see, Kiev.
Dear Rav, it's not so clear that it doesn't have the quality of bestowal.
You're right. Nefesh is called the smallest light that illuminates even without a screen and coarseness and the coupling of beating and or something. It just illuminates from this that the upper one wants to illuminate the lower one to enliven him. And that's why such a light is called light of nefesh. It's not the same light of nefesh that's received by the phase root, that where there is at least some screen coarseness. Light of nefesh is the smallest light that illuminates. You see how he says here in the title, any degree that receives from another and does not have any form of bestowal, no, meaning no screen and reflected light, rather what illuminates to it from above, from someone, then the light that illuminates to it is called the light of nefesh. No, it has
restriction.
There needs to be restriction because no sensation of coarseness. The circles only arranged as
cause and effect, and straightness according to the coarseness, as much as the will to receive, restriction, screen, reflected light. The coarseness, sorry, the circles are seemingly the attitude of the Creator to the created beings, and straightness is the reaction of the created being to the Creator. Okay.
PT-13. Question, how to depict the degrees of coarseness?
Yeah.
How to imagine the degrees of coarseness in my attitude towards each and every friend or in relation to general connection in the 10, I'm asking.
We still can't. I have said this several times today, that we still cannot measure degrees of coarseness. You still have no restriction and degrees of coarseness. Rather, just to feel that it's close to your ego or farther from it. But to measure it, you still can't really. For the meantime, Николаев, Сочи.
И получается, изучили статью величие Творца, потом про лавку прочитали. Сейчас тест. Вот вы сказали.
We learned an article about the greatness of the Creator, then about the shopkeeper. Now test. You said to play these states. What should we focus on from all those parts of the lesson, or is it all talking about the same thing?
In the wisdom of Kabbalah, there isn't anything that doesn't belong to everything. In sum total, what we're learning, we could learn even another few parts to the lesson. That in sum total, they all influence you, and according to the extent of your realization, how much you want to connect with the friends, and through them to the Creator, in such, it will be realized in you. Moscow 7. Not important. Moscow 7.
Да, здравствуйте, Рав. Исходя из...
Yes, hello, Rav.
...пункте, можно ли сказать, что... В каком...
The fact that it's written in 95, is it possible to say that no matter what state a person's in, he can feel an ascent after illumination?
Correct. Okay, I guess we'll move on to women's questions. Oh, yeah, first of all, the USA Northeast.
Does coarseness have anything to do with the resistance of a screen or the difficulties of building a screen?
Coarseness needs to be weighed with the kashrut, the hardness of the screen, as much as it wants to receive, to that extent it rejects. We have time for women, or maybe continue a bit more? Maybe continue a bit more.
Yes, chapter 9. Each in every sphira contains 10 inner sphirot, and inner one consists of 10 inner sphirot, and endlessly infinitely. Concerning the division of the sphirot to inner and inner of inner ones indefinitely. 96. It is a wonderful law in the upper worlds that in every sphira that we choose to examine, we will find 10 inner sphirot. If we take a single sphira from those 10 inner sphirot, we find another 10 inner sphirot inside the 10 sphira, in the first sphira. Also, if we take one sphira from the inner of the inner sphirot, we find once more 10 sphirot in it, which are inside the previous inner of the inner ones, and so on indefinitely.
Yes, next I don't see any question.
97. Any light that passes through the degrees leaves its root in each degree it passes through. You will understand the reason for it according to the rule that there is no absence in spirituality. It explains that it is impossible that there will be any kind of light in the lower one that will not exist in all the upper ones above it, up to Ein Sof. The reason is that even a very small illumination that emerges in the lowest degree in the world must emerge from Ein Sof and pass through all the worlds and degrees before that lower degree until it comes there. Because this illumination cascades and passes through the degrees, it cannot be absent from the first degree, because it has to come to the second, and absent from the second degree when it comes to the third, etc., until it reaches the very last degree, which receives it, as with corporeal objects that move from place to place. This is not at all possible in the spirituals where there are no absence and replacement. Instead, when an illumination travels through a certain degree, even if only in passing, it necessarily acquires its place there.
No
questions. Okay. Meaning each and every degree, every light that goes and comes to us from Ein Sof, from infinity, it cascades through all the degrees, and all the degrees also remain and also descend below the light. So all the degrees from itself, from infinity, are full of light that passed on to us, and depending on how much we'll receive light below, then we fill all the sefirot that are preceding us. Florida.
Говорим, что когда мы говорим, что в кетер спустился свет, скажем, ну, рох, то это...
When we say that кетер, let's say the light of рох came down to, so it's already not the same кетер that had the light of Neshama. It's already something else with 10 different сфирот.
Yes. Yes. Let's continue.
Item 98. A light that appears once in a degree remains there for eternity. Her coming and transitioning to the following degree does not decrease the light that she had left and has acquired its place in the previous degree in any way. Rather, it is like lighting one candle from another without diminishing the first. Here too, when the light leaves the first degree and descends to the next, the entire light is both in the first and in the second. Likewise, when it enters the third, the light does not move from the second at all. The light is complete in both the second and the third. In this way, it passes through all the degrees that precede the last degree, being the actual receiver for which the light came down from Ein Sof, becoming fixed in all of them. The reason for this is that there is no absence in the spiritual. Any light that shone in a spiritual phase once will not move from that phase forever, not even a bit.
Moscow One.
Есть ли такое, что ощущается именно проходящий свет, а не тот, который вызвал это прохождение?
Can there be a state in which you feel the light that's going through and not the one that invited the light?
What felt is the same light that's in the vessel. That's it. Nothing more I can say. We must give time for our women's question. Sorry. Please, women.
Moscow 18. What's the difference between the coarseness of the screen and the coarseness of the vessel? What kind of coarseness does there need to be so that a greater light will be revealed?
The coarseness of the vessel is the coarseness of the desire, malchut in the vessel. The coarseness of the screen is the coarseness of that same force of opposition to the direct clothing. Next.
From the room, how do the different discernments express of each kind of light, the light of nefesh, the light of ruach, etc.? Does the created being feel each light differently, and what's different?
Course differently. It's like how we feel all things differently. So also the spiritual vessels, Naran Chai, are all different from one another and are revealed in a different manner and carry in them many, many different discernments.
Moscow 18. What's the difference between restriction and the growth of the coarseness?
Restriction and the increase of the coarseness. The restriction needs to be in the entire desire, and the coarseness that is revealed is in inviting a response from the vessel called the screen that can only be on part of the coarseness.
Mach 25, how can the screen acquire additional degrees of coarseness?
It's
not the screen, rather Malchut. She determines, if she can determine that she makes a restriction on her entire desire, she can later determine how much from these desires, besides restriction, she can still bestow more to work in an opposite manner, to receive in order to bestow. And that Malchut determines. And that's called the height of the Masach, or the coarseness of the Masach.
Women Hebrew, in the description of the Parzuf, should we depict it in the 10 or in the system in dissemination or both?
Again?
As we depict the Parzuf, should we depict the system in the 10 or in dissemination or both?
No, the description of the Patsuf is only in the 10. As much as we can be connected with one another and from within our connection to bestow to the Creator.
More from women Hebrew, how throughout the study of Tess do we progress the whole system towards its final correction?
We in the correction of Tess, we're drawing light even without being aware. And these lights expand in us and fill all our desires, just only from the aspect of the light of Nefesh, the small one, because we don't draw it through restriction and intention, but slowly, gradually, it brings us closer to a state that we will be able to, nonetheless, to reach a screen and true spiritual actions.
USA West 2.
USA West 2. Does each degree contain all four lights?
Each degree incorporates within it, truly includes all the lights and all the vessels and up until its own degree.
Москва 18.
Moscow 18. We learned today that the more the desire is coarser, the light that's being drawn is greater. Is it the same? Does the same thing happen in the 10? The more we deal with more disturbances and difficulties, we have more of an opportunity to correct and to overcome the will to receive for oneself.
Correct. And there is more opportunity to be filled with upper light too. If you connect above your egoistic desire that repulses you, and in connection you want to bestow in this state contentment to the Creator, like good kids.
From
Chile 1, is there a connection between the light of Adam Kadmon and the coarseness of the circles? Is there a connection between the lights of Adam Kadmon and the coarseness of the circles?
They are tied together, these systems of circles and straightness. But their connection, we've already learned. It's a connection like between the light of straightness and the light of circles. And we'll learn more in the future also how the line of straightness fills the circles. That ultimately in the correction, the light of the straightness will fill all the circles. Next.
PT 22, what exactly is refinement or purification?
Refinement is that the screen loses force of its opposition to the upper light and can no longer receive on the intention to bestow, and thus the screen refines. It becomes more pure, thinner.
Woman Hebrew,
when the coarseness and hardness are equal to one another, what decides in the form of reception for the sake of the Creator?
What prevents?
What decides?
What determines? I didn't understand the question.
I'll repeat. When the coarseness and the hardness are equal to one another, what decides the reception for the benefit of the Creator?
The screen determines. I don't understand the question. The screen is what determines. As much as the view, the coarseness of the screen is greater, then I can receive on the intention to bestow. The coarseness of the screen turns into refinement. Yeah.
From Kavkaz 1, if I feel that a friend enjoys bestowal, does that mean that she is giving?
We still can't say it like this, but we can relate to it like this. But not to say that that's the truth. The truth will be revealed later, when because right now we're still not in the world of truth.
Moscow 18. How are the circles dependent on the line, on the straight lines? How are the upper dependent on the lower one, and how is the 10 dependent on me?
All of us are dependent on all of us. We're all dependent on everyone. To such an extent that I'm dependent on the very last detail in reality. And all of reality is dependent on me. We're all in the complete
From Women Hebrew, when a created being receives light in order to bestow, how does that bring the rest of the souls closer to correction? Is it through the fact that a person agrees to receive in order to bestow, and by that he helps the Creator to fill the rest of the souls?
Yes, it passes through him, from the Creator,
light to all the souls? Next.
Last question from PT22. It's very difficult for me to connect to Tess. Only in the beginning, when we studied the definitions, I understood, I felt something. During the study, when nothing enters, not in the mind and not in the feelings, what should I think about? What is most correct to do?
That's a problem. It's written a person doesn't learn, but rather in the place where his heart yearns. Thus, it seems to me that nonetheless she needs to learn tests with us as much as we learn, because we're talking about a woman. For a man, it's obligatory. For a woman, not so much. But she should still learn with us at least during the lesson, but other than that, you can learn something else, articles. Usually, for women, the articles that we learn before tests are usually enough. Shamati, Rabash, my articles of Bala Sulam too, of course. What we're learning in the lesson, besides this, every woman can learn and advance by it. All the best for all of you. And what else do we have today, Gilad?
That's it. We have a recorded schedule for today. From 10 to 10:30 a.m. Israel time, we have the news program with Dr. Michael Lightman. And from 10:30 to 11:15 a.m., the program and inside look with Dr. Michael Lightman.
All right.
So all the best to everyone. And if you want something, write to us and we'll make changes and we'll arrange it so it'll be interesting and good for everyone. PT17 wants to ask something now at the end.
I'm sorry, Rav. Simply forgot to put down my question mark. I wanted to ask the light of Nefesh.
I don't know what light of Nefesh is anymore. We're outside the lesson already. Okay? Okay, ask. I see everyone wants to hear.
Bala Sulam talks at first about the light of Nefesh that goes through all the vessels and eventually clothes the Kli of Malchut. And then he talks about the light of Nefesh in a different way, that it's the light of circles. Is there a connection between them?
No, I said the very smallest, even the very smallest of light is called the light of Nefesh. The light is received not by the screen, that somehow like this spreads in all the gulim circles, is also called light of Nefesh. Nefesh is from the word Nefisha, like breathing in Hebrew. It like exists like this, like in the air. But if this air is already moving, that's already called light of Ruach. If already we reveal that there isn't something internally, a force that activates it, that's already called neshama, and so on. Oh, you see? People are learning not good things from you. Age 10.
So what is inanimate of the nefesh of kedusha?
Still of nefesh of kedusha is called still of nefesh of kedusha of sanctity.
We'll conclude this one.
Till tomorrow. Siha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda sab mein mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda together we grow light awakens our soul the spark of love flashes ego is turning to ashes in lessons with friends we discover his hands no lies on the path I promise I'll cover your back when we pray for our connection we can hear his call we are following one goal we are ready to go when we step into the light
about reason so high. Together we can fly above the sky. Sadi sadne meri sikha pyar da matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sadne meri sikha pyar da matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. Sadi sadne meri sikha pyar da matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sadne meri sikha pyar da matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi main dikha. Ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda.